Sure, sure.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to give me a few more clues on that one.
What about it? It's made from candy. What about molasses?
Yes, molasses. Mm-hmm. Black strap molasses.
Mm-hmm. And
we usually use that in cooking, I believe. Mm-hmm. In fruit cakes and such.
Is molasses made very frequently?
No, not. I don't believe we've made molasses. Now, I can remember making, you know, just plain homemade syrup, cane syrup.
How'd you do that? Can you tell me?
Usually we carried our cane to the cane mill, and they ground the cane, extracted the juice, and the juice went into a big cooking vat, and it cooked down to syrup, and it was... If I remember, somebody stood there and skimmed off the foam. That was not desirable in the syrup. Then the end process would be sugar cane syrup. Mm-hmm. It was drawn up into buckets, and everybody had so many buckets of syrup to carry through the winter.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So you had a belt or something, and it was a cowhide, nothing else. You'll say, this is an imitation. It's
genuine.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Remember, before sugar was sold in packages, wasn't prepackaged but weighed out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold how? By what?
We talked about slips of sugar the other day. I don't know if that's...
Ever heard anybody say that it was sold in bulk or anything like that?
Yes. Bulk sugar, flour.
And we're talking about breakfast foods. There's another kind of food you might have at breakfast. It's a sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar. You strain the have fruit in, but you strain the fruit out of it.
That be sugar syrup?
Mm-hmm. Or this may be made out of grapes and strawberries.
Oh, jelly and jams and stuff.
What's the difference between jelly and jam?
Well, jelly has been strained. It's clear. And jam has the parts of the fruit in it.
Mm-hmm. And on the table, what do you usually have to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. And if there's some apples and a child wants one, he says, you just say,
may I have an apple?
Mm-hmm, something like that. And if it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
those.
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing to a tree a way off, you might say it's
over yonder.
Mm-hmm. you might tell someone who's just learning to do something, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat?
Pardon. Say that again.
Or you might say, what?
What did you say?
Mm-hmm. And if a man has plenty of money, let's see. What's just the opposite of a rich man? Is a
poor man.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a grove of trees, especially fruit trees?
An orchard.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Mentioned the fruit trees. What are some of the kinds of fruits that are growing around here?
We have pears and apples, figs, persimmon.
Anything else?
I'm trying to think.
What about kind?
Oh, plums and We have grapes and scuppernongs and muscadines and bullaces. Those are in the vine family.
Have another kind of fruit, that's so yellow, kind of fuzzy outside.
Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And apricot.
Yeah. What about the little bitty red things?
Cherries.
Mm-hmm. You grow those here at all?
No, we grow cherries. Oh, we have wild cherries, but I don't think as far as the large cherries, the bean cherries and that type, they aren't grown in this area.
What do people around here usually call the inside of a cherry?
A pit.
Mm-hmm. What about the inside of a peach?
A peach seed. Mm-hmm. Pit.
Is there anything inside the pit or seed?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.